want them involved. That's an important factor, you know, to put into the conversation. But also, we are, you know, the team and the squad at the minute have a better chance, whilst not picking ourselves, but there's certain players who are highly likely to play and certain players that maybe not. But it's generally the squad is picking itself, not necessarily the team, but the squad element.
As far as the potential for recruitment, the media, the industry that we work in is going crazy, of course. The deadline is looming. Everybody's talking about who's signing who and who's not signing anybody and all these kind of things. Is there anything on your horizon, anything before you have to play a game, weirdly, on deadline night?
Well, it's a fair point that you make there about the weirdly thing, having it on deadline night. We had that last season and this season. I think that is a bit bizarre. We doubt there's going to be much more business to be done at the moment. This injury thing, there are people getting fit. They're getting closer. We hope them to ease off quickly. I don't think we're in a position to just sign people for the sake of signing people, nor would we. I don't see the point in that, especially in the longer run and the bigger picture of the club, unless it was an absolute essential. I don't think we're near... Well, we're pushing towards it, but we're not at essential mode where, you know, you've literally got no one. So, you know, it's just a challenge to the squad. Like I started with at the beginning of this interview, the good side is we've got players who are playing, players who are, you know, have been waiting for their chance, but they've got their chance. So now it's important they're given that chance to perform. And of course, we want them to perform to do well.
Do you have to have a plan in place for deadline day? Because you've got a team to prepare. You've got a football match to play. Is somebody delegated the responsibility in case there's an inquiry or in case a player becomes available? Or how much are you able to be aware of it when you're preparing for a game?
Yeah, I mean, last time, you know, the most stretch moment we've had really was Robbie Brady. He signed during the game last season on the Tuesday night. So I, you know, was still getting messages right the way up to kickoff that it's nearly done. And then at halftime got confirmation that it was done. So, you know, that is the complexities of the window, but we have to work within it. And some deals do go down to the wire. We're hopeful that we've got our business done earlier. And we've certainly attempted to do that. But we've got to stay open-minded in case there's something comes our way that's, you know, slightly off the radar or slightly from left field that, you know, we maybe knew about past, but wasn't sure we could get it. That sometimes happens. So we'll be open-minded towards that. There will be people in situations to make them decisions when needed. But we're still hopeful if we do decide to do anything that it's done before.
I was looking at your run of recent or reasonably recent results and remarking on how many have been decided by the odd goal. I know you talk a lot about fine margins. What do you have to do as a team to turn those margins back in your favour, or is it pure lady luck stuff?
No. I don't think it's lady luck. I think there's been a couple of details. Don't get me wrong, we'll all take a scratch of luck and a twist of fate here and there. But there's been a couple of details that have let us down slightly. You know, not by great margins, but just a couple of defensive moments where we could have done better. On the other hand, the team we've been attacking have had a couple of moments when they've maybe got a lucky break. You know, so we don't want to go too far away from it because, yet again, I mean, you know, the last game we lost 1-0 against Manchester United. I think it's fair to say anyone who was at the game would agree that we gave a very, very good performance and a very thorough performance. So, you know, you don't want to start overthinking it and going miles away from what your team's doing, particularly if it's playing well. And a lot of the performances lately have actually been of a good standard and probably warranted more from the game. Now the idea is adding, you know, any tweaks that we can once the players are out there to add that final moment, whether it be a defensive moment, an attacking moment, to just, you know, make it back in our favour. And, you know, even early season when we were putting some big wins on the board and often, then I did say the margins are tight. You know, there's not every game where you're just going to dominate in the Premier League. And that's not just us. I think that's for a number of teams. But we've not been far away, that's for sure. And don't forget, we've got to respect the opposition. You know, the other thing is we've played some big teams in this division lately and they're there for a reason. And as I suggested the last game, if you look outside of that top six, every single team has had a tough run. If you look inside the top six, no one's really had a tough run or not of any length. You know, a couple of, I think Arsenal had a couple of draws and a loss or maybe a couple of losses and a draw. I can't remember which. But the point is, that's not a familiar thing in the top six, whereas outside of the top six, it is a familiar thing. So we're not immune to that. I mentioned it last week. On the other hand, we want to correct it, quite obviously, and we want to get back onto them winning ways.
What have you made of Newcastle so far this season? There seems to be so much talk about who they haven't signed and who hasn't come in the door that perhaps that, in the outside world, kind of papers over the top of the actual on-the-field performances.
Well, I mean, they've come up, they've got some good points on the board early on and they've had a bit of a challenge, you know, over the latter period of the last run of games. And as I suggested, that can happen to anyone outside the top six. a lot of noise been made from outside the club and sometimes from inside the club about signings or should they sign more, should they sign, you know, different players, etc., etc. But at the end of the day, that's all talk. You know, for us, it's to concentrate and focus on the game. And they're still a good side. They still work very hard. They've got some experience. They've got, you know, an energy to their performances. But obviously, lately, they've found it tougher to come by results, as have we. So, you know, there's a lot of deciding facts in football. But all the noise outside of the pitch, we let others talk about that. I have to give my opinion on it. But I can assure you, with the players we're focusing on, when that whistle blows, the players being ready to go and play.
And obviously, there's always going to be a lot of focus on Rafa Benitez because of his profile and what he's achieved. I guess it's not too often you come up against a manager of his CV or calibre.
Yeah, I mean, he's a fine manager without doubt, working very hard with his team, I'm sure, as all managers do. You know, yet again, I won't apologise for saying it. It's a tough division. No matter where you're going, no matter who you're playing against, home and away, it's a tough division. We don't take anything for granted. We continue to not take anything for granted because that gives us clarity knowing we've got to go and perform. So whether it's against these fine managers or it's against teams, as soon as that whistle blows, we've got to show that we're ready to perform. And we've made a good show of that over a season so far. We want that to continue. And of course, adding them little details that can turn it the right way and win matches for us.